Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 16, 13, I said, Holy Ghost, tell me about yourself. And he quoted this to me. He said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself. But whatever he hears, that shall he speak, and he'll show you things to come. He shall glorify himself. He'll glorify you, your ministry, your church, your vision, your experience. No. No. He will glorify me. And I saw it. I said, sorry. I should have known that. I said, tell me about Jesus. And it's almost like he said, have a seat. Because that is his business. Showing Jesus, manifesting Jesus, revealing Jesus, not Keith, and not you. And when you keep talking about my ministry, that's another way, a subtle way of talking about me. Don't turn this off, guys. Hear this with an open heart. The more you think about your ministry and my call and my anointing and my this, you're getting away from it. It's not about you. Oh, do you see this? Said out loud, it's about him. Help me with this, Lord. See, man, when you get a hold of this, it puts you in the same page with the Holy Ghost. Do you know what your healing is about? It's not just about you feeling better. It's about Jesus being glorified in your body. People seeing that you got healed and going, God's real. And he's good. And he cares about stuff like this. And the Holy Ghost will confirm that and go, that's right. Oh, do you see this? Your prosperity. Not about how many cars you can get in your garage. Not just about you being comfortable. It's about people looking at you and realizing God is real. They look at you and go, they ain't that smart. That's got to be God. And you go, that's right. And as long as you stay in that, you will just keep getting more and more blessed and more power and more healed. But the moment you start going, yeah, I burnt the midnight oil. I prayed when other people played. I paid the price, brother, so I could get the power. Then you're going to be dead as a doornail and empty and dry as last year's bird nest. Because when it's all you, it ain't much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Turn to 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 John. I think I can close after this. 1 John 4, 1 Corinthians 12. We made some progress tonight. Glory be to God. Makes me happy. When that joy starts coming up stronger, what do you know? Oh, yeah, we're on the right track here. Spirit of God moving. At peace. 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, or actually it's just spiritual things of and pertaining to the Holy Spirit, I would not have you ignorant. There's a lot of ignorance about these things. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. A whole lot of folk don't understand that at all. You can take any sinner. You can take a guy that's never been born again, drunk, on Skid Row, and say, hey, I'll give you $20 if you say Jesus is Lord. He can say it. Does that mean that was the Holy Ghost?
No.
That's not what he's talking about. Read it again. I give you to understand that no man doing what? Not just saying it, but what? Speaking by the Spirit of God. This is talking about prophecy. Somebody speaking by inspiration. They're anointed to speak. They're prophesying. And he said if a person really is anointed to speak by the Spirit of God, there is no way they're saying something negative about Jesus. Right? And on the other hand, there is no way somebody speaking by a wrong spirit is going to proclaim Jesus is Lord. Why say that? Go to 1 John and see how powerfully that is reiterated right here. 1 John 4. 1 John 4 verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit. When the Bible tells you don't believe everything, what should you do? Don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe every prophecy you hear. Don't believe every sermon you hear. Don't believe every book you read. Right? Why? Because the Bible said don't. They're not all right. Right? Believe not every spirit, but do what? Try the spirits, test them, whether they are of God. There are many voices in the world, the scripture said. None of them without signification. What that means, they're all saying something. They all got a message. Are they all God? No. So what are you supposed to do? Number one, you know they're not all God, so make up your mind, I'm not believing everything I hear. Y'all with me now? You don't believe everything you hear or read or see. So what do? You test them. How do you do that? Well, the word's the right answer, but he answers the question in the very next verse. Test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Are they a prophet? Yeah. A false one. Are they spiritual? Yes. Wrong spirit. Are they having some real spiritual manifestations? Yeah. And some movements of a spirit? Yeah. But not God. And you got to make up your mind, I'm not believing everything. You need to say that out loud. I'm not believing everything. But what are you going to do? Test them. How you test them? Verse 2. Hereby, this is how, by this, you know the Spirit of God. Man, this is good news. I think we've read over this and haven't paid close enough attention to it. This is how you can know. Every sermon, every prophecy, every prayer, every program, every book, this is how you can know. Is it God? Is it the Spirit of God? Or some wrong spirit? This is how you know. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. What's the determining factor? It's what they say about Jesus. It's what they do about the Master. And the emphasis is on Him, and it's glorifying Him. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. Whereof you've heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world, but you are of God, little children, and you have whooped them. Yeah. Oh, Mississippi, to overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They're of the world, so they speak of the world, and the world hears them. Now, let's just stop right here. What does the world talk about? Absolutely. My project, my career, my new movie, my new release, my new business, my new project, my new this. And that's a wrong spirit. What I've seen, what I know, what I can do, what I've got. A subtle part of it is my ministry. I always talk about my call, my experiences, my anointing, my revelation, my visions, my experiences. What's the emphasis on? You. Then that's not the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God's going to do what? He's going to testify of it. He doesn't even speak of himself. The Holy Ghost. He's going to testify of Jesus and magnify him and glorify him. That's what he confirms. That's what he moves on. Oh, can you say amen? He went on to say, verse 6, we are of God, and he that knows God hears us. Because other people that love Jesus, when they hear and see you magnifying Jesus, they're going to jump on the wagon. They're going to go, yeah, that's who we magnify. He's the one. We don't want to hear about you. Tell us about Jesus. We are of God, and he that knows God hears us. He that is not of God doesn't hear us. Why not? Because they want you to magnify them. They want you to make a big deal out of them. Did you know there's a lot of folk? They don't want you to talk about deliverance and healing in Jesus. They want you to sit down and talk about their problem with them. Which is a subtle way of talking about them. And it's a wrong spirit. He said, by this, hereby means by this here. Know we what? The spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Man, this is rich. Any message, any sermon, any book, any program, anywhere, anytime, anybody, you can always know. Is it God? Is it a wrong spirit? Spirit of truth, spirit of error. How can you tell? He said there is nobody that's going to get up and speak by inspiration and is going to say Jesus is accursed or say anything negative about Jesus. So what are they going to be saying? They're going to be glorifying and magnifying the Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me